Hello again, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of 15 Good Minutes. It's your guy, Coach B, hanging with the A-Team. JR, what's happening, man?
Ain't nothing, man. It's, you know, just a long weekend, and it just seemed long. Watched a lot. It's a lot of tennis, and I'm feeling good. I enjoyed the weekend's games.
Good to go, Freddie. What's up, my man?
Hey, man, I'm great. Got a break in this weather out here in Texas. It's actually today the high was like 84, you know, but
there's some East Coast numbers right there, man. Good for you. We didn't put a shot last week. I was on holiday for a week. It was good to get away. I didn't take a camera. I didn't take a GoPro. I didn't take any shot sheets. I took absolutely nothing. And loved it. I was telling a dude at work today, he said, how was it? I said, the single biggest decision we made every day was, where are we going to eat next? Where's the next meal coming from? Mm-hmm. You literally fall asleep at the beach or at the pool and wake up. They go, okay, what's the next meal? Dinner? What are we going to do? And that literally was the biggest choice of the day. Just being able to spin down was good. And, you know, came back, hit the ground running. This is my second show of the day. This one I'm recording it with you guys. And then I got to do another one on Friday. So it's like, okay, you're back. Vacation's over. Snap the hell out of it and get back to work. So glad to be here. Glad to be with you guys. We're going to cover basically three things today. I call it the good, the bad, and the ugly. So, you know, JR kind of mentioned, you know, the U.S. Open wrapped up over the weekend. I think that was the good. Going to do a quick review of just the semis and the final, in the finals.
I saw Coco in her semi, and I thought she was dominant. In that one, I thought she was on point, and she was locked in, and she was focused.
You're right. Gerard, you see any semis? Would you like, and who impressed you?
I liked the she played Coco played Keys first, or was it?
No, Coco and Keys both had separate semifinals. So
Coco played. The first one,
you know, she played in the semis. She played Carolina Makova. Yes.
Mm-hmm. On that game, I kind of got a little upset about her not going to the net so much at first. But then when I seen her go to the net, I was like, oh, I understand. She just wasn't getting there quick enough. And old girl had control of the long shot, but she was handling the long shot. As soon as she went in when they first started, I mean, it was point Makova. She figured it out, I think, along the way. I mean,
yeah, because started, I mean, Makova didn't win a set.
Yeah, so she didn't win a set.
He really,
but she was hitting shots that could discourage Coco at first, because Coco was being led this way and that way, and wasn't really taking command of the long volleys. You understand? But she ended up figuring it out, I think, within the first two or three sets.
They didn't go three sets, though. That's what I'm saying.
The first two or three games.
Yeah, yeah. Of the first set?
Yes, of the first set. Then she started to figure it out. And after that, it was just, she was just too much for her.
Did you see her in the finals against Sabalenka? And if so, what were
you
thought?
Yes, I did. I think that she outplayed Sabalenka, I think, to a point. I don't know if I asked the question last week if Sabalenka had that number one ranking, because that could play psychology games on you. You know, you're playing somebody that's not even what is Coco rank? Sixth, fifth, or sixth?
Well, she's like third that. Now, but she was sixth now. When they played.
Yeah. But I'm saying that plays on people, because all you kept hearing was, she knows she'll be number one next week. She knows she'll be number one. Well, you got beat by somebody. You know, you're thinking to yourself, you get beat by somebody that's lower ranking than you, or higher ranking than you. You know, that could play a psychological game on you. But I like the way, as Freddie said, she never lost her composure. She always looked like she was in control. At one point, she could have got discouraged, because when Sabalenka kept hitting her with these serves, I mean, she wouldn't have won the whole thing, but Sabalenka started to come on. One thing about Sabalenka is, where she had her, when she gets herself frustrated, that's when Coco could have laid it on more, but she didn't. But I like the way she played, and when I saw her play the second and the third games, her long game was like spot on. Spot on.
Yeah.
And I think that the Joker beat Shelton by experience. He really did. If you look at their stat scores, they're not the same, but they're pretty close. I think that Joker used shots that, you know, he had to run for Alcaraz.
But he didn't play Alcaraz.
No, I'm not talking about the finals. He played Medvedev. But if you just look at Medvedev and him, I think he upset him a couple of games ago in some tournament. He upset him, and I know that was working for Medvedev, and the Joker couldn't let that come back to you know what I'm saying, to haunt him in his head. He got upset a little bit, but then he just brung it in, and he went Joker 2.0. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, I don't think he was ever threatened.
No, you know, he wasn't threatened, but he was put in a place where he knew he had to play. This was no walkover game for him.
And he won in straight sets, though.
I understand he won in straight sets, but it still wasn't a walkover. It was 6-3, 6-3, 6-2, and 7-6?
What, you're talking about in the final?
In the finals.
Yeah. It was.
But in the semifinals, yeah, he played him in the finals. You know, so. I still think that Medvedev kept confidence. I mean, he was playing well. He was playing good tennis.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at Joker, to me, he didn't drop a set in the semis, and he didn't drop a set in the final, and he won the 24th. You know, he got, you know, his 24th like Margaret Court. So I don't think he was challenged. I thought on the women's side. You didn't mention Madison Keys. I thought Maddie had a chance to do really well. She was playing Sabalenka first. Yes. And she beat Sabalenka in the first set 6-0. She was up. And, you know, in the women's, you only have to win as best 2 out of 3. She's up in the second set, 4-2, loses that. She's up in the third set, 4-2, and loses that. You know, and then, you know, to your point about, you know, Coco being tough, I mean – she lost the first set against Sabalenka, right? Yep. So it wasn't just a game. She dropped a set and came back. And so for me, you know, the good is that, you know, she pressed through. That was the question we had a couple of weeks ago. Could she get all the way through to the final? I think she did. I thought she played extremely well. You know, happy to congratulate her as U.S. Open champion. So I was probably a little disappointed in Alcaraz because I thought he would have been a much better opponent for the Joker. Nothing taking anything from Medvedev. Medvedev played his ass off in the semifinal against Alcaraz and just upset the apple cart. So nobody really expected a big final after that.
It seemed like he didn't have a plan for the Joker. He was just hitting balls back and forth.
He didn't play the Joker, though.
I mean, I'm sorry, Medvedev.
Right. Yeah.
He didn't have a plan for Medvedev.
It's almost like he was waiting for something to just snap out of it and happen, and that something never happened. And, you know, a good kid, you know. As far as Ben Shelton goes, I don't know. I thought he was a little cocky. In the round before, he played the other American, Freddie, Francis Tiafoe. And you know, Francis is a little older. They're both young, but they're both Americans. And, you know, all of the gesturing and, you know, call me up and all. So when the Joker took the phone and hung up on him, I thought, yeah. Yeah, basically, like, take your 20-year-old ass home. And think about it. I don't think he presented a challenge. In fact, I think he was very lucky to be there. I think the experience will help Ben, but he still is a sub 500 player. You know what I mean? So I was looking forward to more tennis, better tennis, I should say, if Carlos would have been in the final. Medvedev could have done it too, but Medvedev said it in his post game after the championship that basically he gave everything to beat the number one player in the world, Alcaraz, and he couldn't do it 2 matches in a row. So, you know, you got to come back in 2 days. It's one thing to be number one, and if your reward for that is the Joker, yeah, good luck.
I give my props. I give my props to the Joker, too, for his dedication to
24th to Kobe?
To Kobe, yeah.
Yeah, you know. So
class move.
I like where tennis is going. So I thought that was the good. Moving over to the bad for last week. Can we talk briefly about the FIBA World Cup, specifically the USA men's team. I put them in the bad category because I felt like they just didn't deliver. So I'll put it to you first, Freddie. You can.
I didn't watch any of that. So
okay. Were my expectations too lofty, expecting those guys to at least win a medal?
No, I think when you look at the makeup of that team, the FIBA team, there's probably maybe one player that is the legitimate one on their team. That's Anthony Anderson.
Edwards.
Edwards, I'm sorry.
Yes, yeah. Correct. I would agree with that.
He's probably the only one. I mean, you could say Brandon Ingram, but he didn't really play much, right? But you know, it's just you got a lot of guys that's on that team, and I don't know, you know. I mean, good players, all good players. You know, they're going to do well in the NBA this year, but it's
that world stage.
You know, they're bringing the best that they have on their world stage. The United States did not bring its best.
And Schroeder, by the way, ended up being the MVP for the championships when he led his Germany team, you know, to the title. But when it comes to playing that team style basketball on a world stage, we got a lot to learn. I'm gonna tell you something. If we don't put a better squad together, my opinion, for Paris, just to have to play in a game to try to get the bronze, for me was a disappointment. So I don't know, man. I'm gonna be interested to see what happens in the aftermath, but I consider that the bad. Moving on to the ugly. The ugly for me is the first week of the NFL. JR, did you watch any NFL games?
Yeah, I watched the Giants. I watched the Commanders. A little bit of Detroit.
What are your thoughts about week one in general? Anything unique stand out?
Week one for the Giants was a total bust. I mean, there's no even reason even discussing 40 to nothing.
Freddie, week one in the NFL, I considered it ugly in general. What were your thoughts on it?
It was definitely ugly. I think we saw a bunch of teams not prepared to play.
Agreed. But I expected, you know, some rust, but not the level that we saw. The Giants, horrible, right? The Eagles got a win, but they backed into it. Again, to your point, Freddie, Cincinnati, just, you know, stinking it up, man. You know, I was happy for the young fella. Don't know his name, the new quarterback in Green Bay. You know, he was serviceable, did what he had to do against the Bears. I don't know what the hell Josh Allen is thinking about. If he, you know, you're not a gunslinger, you're not accurate enough. He had four turnovers by himself in a game where the wind was let out of the sail, right, on Monday night. You know, sorry to hear about Aaron Rodgers and the season ending, possibly career ending injury. But, and if you watched his presser after the fact, and I'm talking about Josh's, he said, oh, yeah, you know, same thing, different day. Well, if you know that, why did you do it? Your quarterback at that level with that kind of experience can't have three picks and a fumble. I don't think any team has any reason, you know, to panic right now. Again, it's just week one. I'm just saying that, you know, collectively, I thought the NFL stunk it up. I'm hoping that it, and I'm sure it will get better over time. That's all we have time for today, right? The good, the bad, and the ugly. Again, you know, hats off to Djokovic, you know, to Coco Gauff for what they did in the U.S. Open, USA basketball. You know, we got some work to do. You know, let's Paris gonna be here before you know it. And the NFL, you know, like Freddie said, you know, a lot of big checks were written. Somebody need to start going out there and earning that capital and just play well. Before we roll out, let me check with the lads. JR, you got anything to say this week?
Yeah, I got something to say. Props up to Coach Prime. And I know people are ready for his downfall. I don't care. Shake your head. People are ready for his downfall.
No. I ain't shaking my head. I'm rolling my eyes.
Oh, okay. But he's doing what he said he's going to do. You know, so his guys are playing for him. And I know there's haters out there only because of skin color. Y'all got to get that up.
Freddie, you got something to say this week?
I really didn't have anything to say, but it will be a retort to JR. The situation at the University of Colorado, congratulations to him being 2-0. TCU was not a 17th ranked team in the country. They were not. They should not have been. This past week against Colorado.
Nebraska.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. Nebraska. You played a team that was offensively anemic. Coach Prime and the Colorado Buffaloes, they should have won. What I'm saying is, let's see how it evolves when you're playing better competition. I'm not taking anything away from what him and his team has done, because they did it. However, we have to keep this in context. And Dion and his staff, they are good coach, very good coaches. But what I'm saying is, everybody, let's just pump the brakes on this.
It sounds like, though, this has got to be a topic, and not I got something to say, because we got less than a minute and we're running out. I'll say this. I'll say congratulations to the Buffaloes and the coach. I'll say that definitely, they had nothing to do with the schedule. They have nothing to do with the people that are in front of them. And they're already better than the team was last year. And to me, and I'm not saying they're going to win it all, but I don't want every success that they have, I think that they have earned. Whoever they line up, they will lose some tough games. I give them that. And we'll definitely be talking about them further as we go. So, next time I'm going to make that. I'll give you more time for that, because I didn't think I was going to take on life on its own. But it did. And it's good. And I'm glad. So hope everybody has a good rest of the week and an amazing weekend. We will see you guys next week.